You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 30, How You Can Improve Your Sales and Raise Your Influence by Reviewing the Right Data from Your Business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and leaders. Melanie here. And today we're going to tackle a subject that I personally love. It's kind of like my thing I geek out on a little bit, and that's the data points and numbers in our business. Now, a lot of the clients I've worked with over the years, they tend to get the eyes glazing over, it's like, oh, this isn't the sexy part of business, but it's actually a really, really, really critical piece of the puzzle. And I find that if you're working really, really hard and you're not getting the results you want, or you know, something's not working in your business, but you can't quite figure out what, these five data points that I'm going to teach you today are going to open up your mind to knowing what's really not working. And more importantly, you know, if you follow the 80-20 principle that you can put 20% of your effort to get 80% of your results, this is a critical piece of knowledge to make sure you're working on the right parts of your offers, that you're doing the right marketing, and that you're using your time effectively. You're working on the things that have the greatest impact to your bottom line. So this secret weapon is really something that every small business owner, entrepreneur, and business leader must be using if you want to accelerate results in a smarter way and grow your business without so much overwhelm. I think every business owner ultimately knows they should be tracking, but many people kind of like know what they should do, but never find the time to do it. And I think for some people, it's like they're not really sure what numbers to look at. And some of my clients, it's really, they don't have a process built in yet. That's what happened for a client of mine that I was, I've been mentoring. And last year, a conversation came up between us that, and this is a very influential leader in one of the big industries that I specialize in, which is speaking. And I noticed that they had been spending a lot of time on one particular offer. And they knew something was stuck because the team and everybody was working so hard. It's a great offer. They've got a great positioning. You know, they're very much positioned as influencers in their marketplace. But no matter how hard everybody was working, the expansion of revenue was not happening. And so I asked about the tracking and what their sales numbers were telling them, not just the business leader, but the team. And I was kind of met with this blank stare, right? It was like, okay, I don't know the answer to that. And what I was looking for is how many members do they have and how long were their members staying? Because to me, there are critical numbers in every business that when you understand the performance and you understand certain critical pieces of information, you can diagnose where the real problem is. See, their diagnosis was, we need to get more members. And I wasn't convinced. So I asked them to have their team put all the numbers together. And it took a few weeks, which is normal. And once we started to look at the numbers, what we realized very quickly was they had a lot of new members coming in, but they weren't staying as long as they thought, and they weren't making it to the critical, pivotal one-year mark. There was a lot of reasons for this, and when you have a membership site or a community or some kind of a membership, this happens a lot. You know, credit cards get compromised. People don't always remember where they've put all their credit cards. And ultimately, if there's not something sticky that people lose if they leave a membership site, there's really nothing that keeps them in if they have to go through and replace all their numbers again. So this was a huge eye-opener for the client when they realized it wasn't necessarily that they didn't have enough new members. It was that they weren't staying long enough. And so what was happening is they're working so hard on getting new members in, but because the retention wasn't there, the revenue and the profit wasn't there. So instead of making our focus, how do we get new people in? We shifted the focus to how do we retain more members? I had another client a couple years ago who started with me in a strategy session and then ended up joining my mastermind. And one of the things that resulted, or one of the reasons why he got in, was because he realized that he was not as profitable as he needed to be. He was working so many hours and he had a great product, but he realized he was working way too hard for the results. And what we were looking at is, what was his key enrollment offer? Like, what was the thing he did well that enrolled his best clients, that stayed the longest and bought the most? See, that's a really important information piece. And when he went through the process and dug in, he realized that the webinar that used to perform the best, he wasn't doing anymore. And so we looked at his webinar, retooled a couple things in his webinar, and he relaunched his webinar and ended up tripling what his old numbers were. And those clients, we moved through two different offers, so they stayed longer with him. See, this was critical information because he thought he needed to create more offers. What I realized was he didn't need more stuff. He needed to make what he had perform better. These are the major aha moments that I want for you. What is the health of your business offerings? What is the health of your marketing efforts? Data never lies. When you look at the data, you aren't necessarily just making up some random idea about what you think you should do. You're not just using your gut. And sometimes your gut is important. But in this case, it's facts with intuition that must be followed. Now, there's quite a few different numbers that I look at for different reasons in different types of businesses, but I wanted to tackle the five most important numbers that every business owner, every leader, every entrepreneur, every coach, whatever your walk of life, you need to know these, whether you're just getting started or you've been established for 10, 15, 20 years, it doesn't matter. We all need to know the same data. So I'm going to cover these five. And the good news is that if you want all of the different numbers that I tend to look at, I'm going to make them available for my Amplify Your Success community members. This is a totally free community. And I'll tell you at the end of the episode how to get there. But just look for the notes on my podcast page, on the show notes, or at the end of the episode, I'll tell you how to get in. So data point number one, the conversion of a prospect to a sale. How do you track that? And what are your numbers there? Now, this tends to be important because sometimes people have poor prospecting systems. I was working with a client about 10 years ago, not quite 10 years ago, 8 years ago, who was in Australia. And he hired me to work with him for a day. And I just happened to be in Australia traveling, so it worked out great. So we did a day immersion. And what we found out was that his prospecting system was broken. He was seeing too many prospects that weren't capable of becoming clients yet. And so his prospect to sales conversion level was way too low. So the way we got that up was we created him a better prospecting system. Now, it may be that you're talking to the wrong people. One of the clients that I worked with last year, she couldn't figure out why she wasn't selling anything. Literally, she would sell like one out of every 50 people. And what we discovered was that she was talking to the wrong clients. And two, she didn't have a very good sales system. So when you know your prospect to sales conversion level, then we have data that we know, is this a problem that needs to be solved? Now, you might ask, like, what is a good conversion level? There isn't one level that makes everybody a good conversion. It depends on your history. So it could be that 30% is good because you've been at zero. And it may be that if you're doing a lot of live webinars and things online, you know, this is an industry standard that 20% is a good conversion because you're dealing with a lot of cold traffic. But if you're doing enrollment conversations, meaning you are talking to a lead directly and you're under 60%, then that might be low. So these are the things that I look at with my clients in a strategy session to help really figure out what is the right conversion level for you and are you making it. Now, tracking it. Well, you have to have a way to track the number of prospects that come into your system versus the number of people that buy. And there's a lot of ways to do that with technology these days. So you need to find a way to track that. And even if you just use a basic Excel spreadsheet, having that knowledge is critical. Now, number two, your conversion of your best performing sale point. Now, this kind of goes hand in hand with number one, but it's slightly different, okay? Because we need to know what your best performing sale point is. For some people, it's doing live events and selling from a stage. If you've got a brick and mortar, it may be that you know, during certain sales or during certain times of the week, you have better conversion of your sales. If you do webinars, if you have a salesperson, if you're doing enrollment conversations, you need to know of all the different ways that somebody can buy what performs the best. For instance, for me, when I'm at a live event and I speak, it is absolutely my best enrollment moment. So I do better in sales and I get my best clients from live events. You need to know this by looking at all of your different sales mechanisms and tracking what gets the best prospect to sale conversion. And you may not know that yet. So this may take some tracking. It may mean you need to start measuring what you haven't been measuring, and that's okay. But this data will, especially if I'm going to coach somebody, this opens up an entirely new field of understanding because now I know what you should be focusing more on. And if that best performing sale point isn't high enough, we focus on fixing that first. Okay. So what number two is conversion of your best performing sale point. Number three, and this is an important one for everybody, and that is your new business per month. Okay. So how many new people come in per month? Now, depending on what the offer is you're tracking, you'll look at this differently. For some people, it's a month. For some people, it needs to be a week. And for some, you are going to track this every day if you've got a massive amount of sales per day in your system. But you need to understand what's new versus what's already been. Okay, so if you have every month tracked and some months is 5, some months is 50, we need to know what's happening in those 5 months. Okay. And then you also want, as a side note, to look at the overall number of people in your system. So if you've got new business and then you're tracking that against number of total clients in each product line, then we get number four, which is what are the cancellations or refund requests? Now, I was mentioning earlier somebody who I'm mentoring around leadership, and knowing this is what broke things open for them, because they realized was that they had a lot of new business coming in, but their number of cancellations was huge. And it wasn't necessarily because the product wasn't good. It was simply because the mechanism of gathering the revenue depended on a credit card going through. And we all know that there's a lot of problems with credit cards. So this was an eye-opener. So when you look at both of these data points, here's what you learn. Do I have a new client problem or a retention problem? My good friend Jim Palmer has always said for many, many years that, and I believe this originally came from Dan Kennedy, who was one of the masters of membership sites and online sales, was that retention of a current client is 10 times more profitable than acquiring of a new client. And when you understand that, it's super important to figure out if you've got cancellations and refund requests that seem out of whack or are equaling what you're bringing in sales, you got a problem in the retention side of it. And either your offer isn't sticky, meaning you don't have a way to keep people engaged, or you're not matching the right people to your offer, so they're not feeling like they're getting what they need out of it. Those are two of the fundamental reasons why that would be out of whack. And or you just don't have a good process to keep people engaged and enrolled, and they're not feeling like they're continuing to get benefit from this ongoing relationship. So number three and four is tracking the new business per month and or week and or day, depending on how much volume you have. And then also understanding with the same measurement, the number of cancellations or refund requests that you get or drops. You know, it may be people that just are completing and not continuing. And understanding that difference is really critical. Now, number five is something that not everybody uses, but is important if you do use it. And that is your email open rate and click through. So email open and click through is important if you send emails out to potential clients. I actually was talking to a friend of mine who was having a hard time getting people to an event. And so I asked, I said, so I was helping diagnose like all the pieces of the puzzle. This is somebody that was in a former mastermind of mine. And what we discovered was he didn't actually know his conversion from sending an email and how many people opened it, how many people clicked through, and how many people bought. That is a critical chain that everybody needs to understand. If you're using email to market, and this could be an e-zine, this could be sales emails, it could be what we call an email that's going out to support a product that somebody's bought or a promotion. You need to understand how well those emails are performing. One of the things that's gotten really interesting, and we've been talking about this in my Amplify Your Success community, is that email marketing is getting a little dicey. So, you know, depending on what you use to manage your list, you could be having open rate issues, and it has nothing to do with your content and everything to do with the delivery of the email through your system. So again, this is a really important thing to diagnose. If people aren't opening your emails, why? Are they even getting your emails? If you're using Gmail or if your clients are using Gmail, chances are they may not even be getting the email in the first place to open. So these are, again, a really critical part of the puzzle. Now, this is all super important information, and it only gets in front of you if you collect it. And some people are overwhelmed by this. So here's a couple ways to do it. First of all, if you've got a team, have them track it for you. We use a combination of Google Drive with an Excel spreadsheet where we track our campaigns, and Syfe, which is an online resource that goes out and collects a lot of the data from my websites and social media sites and things like that to help us understand how well it's growing and how well it's performing. But keep it simple. Just use an Excel spreadsheet if you don't want to go get technology. And get help. Don't feel like you have to do it all yourself. Have your team help you collect it along the way. It will make it so much easier. But one critical habit that you must adopt today is set an appointment every month to review your numbers. With my team, once a month, we review the numbers. When we're doing a campaign, every time we have a call, we review the numbers. So have a process that works for you, but at a minimum, be looking at these numbers once a month. Now, as I mentioned, there's several numbers that I look at when I'm helping to diagnose whether a client needs to focus on certain areas to optimize in their business. And I've put all of those as a checklist in the Amplify Your Success community. So you can come in there and check it out. It's totally free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And I'd love to have you join us. Let's get your business performing better by understanding the right data points in your business. Okay, as always, the show notes are on the blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. And I'd love to hear from you. If you put this into action, come into the community and let us know. All right, we'll see you again next week with a new episode of Amplify Your Success. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.